Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
See, all you got to do is believe it. And if you believe it, it won't work for you. And you won't have to try to struggle to get anything. It will come on you and overtake you and put you on the top. It is designed for that, folks.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have an exciting program for you today. It's called Rising to the Top, Volume 2. Now, here are a couple of points out of today's message. One, through your union with Jesus, everything that God promised Abraham is yours too. You have to remember that. You are a seed of Abraham. Now, being the seed of Abraham, what he promised Abraham is mine too. So in the Message translation, if you go on down, it says Abraham was loaded. That's what it says over in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 2. I mean, one translation says he was very rich. I think that's the Amplified. Now, what does that have to do with you? Because the enemy knows that the day you get loaded, he can no longer dictate to you what to do. It's amazing what happens when you get options. And money, many times, and wealth, it gives you options. And so a lot of times, God's people are just barely making it when God wants us loaded. Now, it's not just for you and me. It's for us to help other people. And that's what it's all about, that you will be a blessing. Number two. The blessing will produce ideas, dreams, business strategies, all kinds of things. And the more you embrace the blessing, the more it will produce in your life. Try to do this. When you write down blessing, always capitalize the B, because we're talking about the blessing. In other words, there's nothing else like it. Now, God gave this revelation to me. Why? Because he wanted me to give it to you. That's one of the jobs of the prophet, is to prosper God's people. It's time for you to rise to the top. Let's go into it now. Get your Bibles and pencils, papers ready. It's a powerful message, rising to the top. So this blessing is going to take you to the top. And I don't care where you start out. It's an empowerment from God to make you successful. And the lifestyle of a believer should stagger the imagination of the world. Why? You should be operating that far above them. Now, as your confidence in this blessing increases, so does the power of the blessing operating in your life. And you're going to find that it will do things for you. And that's why we read that scripture over in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. And we looked at that in the NIV translation, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil. So your days of toiling are over. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. And the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land that I'm going to show you. And I'll make of you a great nation. I'll bless you, make your name great. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless you. And I'll curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And Abraham departed. All right, what we said in verse 2, let's look at that in another translation. We said the Amplified translation. And just see what he says. He says that I'll make of you a great nation, I'll bless you with abundant increase of favors, and make your name famous and distinguished, and you'll be a blessing, dispensing goods to others. So let's start with this. God never intends for you to be a nobody. Never. He never intended for you not to have wealth. He never intended for you not to have talent. Never intended for you not to have skills. Never intended for you not to have ownership. Never intended for you not to have influence. Though he planned on that. And this is what he's saying right here. And he said it over in his other scriptures in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. He talks about what your position is going to be. He says, and thou shalt be blessed above some people. All. How many people?
All
people. In Deuteronomy 28, he says in verse 1, he said, if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, thy God, to observe, do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you, come on, all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. So this blessing on Abraham was a material blessing. And that's why people start talking about, well, wait a second. Now, it was, God was talking spiritually. He's talking spiritually. Abraham wasn't spiritual. Jesus hadn't come. So God chose this man, and he chose him when he was up there worshiping moons and cows. He brought him out of the land of Ur of the Chaldees. And he chose him and said, I'm going to bless you. Now, what is he saying to him? He's saying, I want you to leave all of that, the many gods that you've been worshiping, and get one God. And have it to be me. And I'm going to take you somewhere. Now, where I'm going to take you, I'm going to do everything for you. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to get your opportunities for you. I'll get your resources to come to you. I'll, whatever you're struggling with, I'm going to turn it around. That the difficulties that are in your life, I'm going to turn them around to your favor. I'm going to cause things to manifest for you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to preserve your life so you're going to live 175. I'm going to make it so that things that you've been struggling with, you'll struggle with no more. I'm going to make it so that who's ever trying to hold you back, they can't hold you because I'm going to promote you. I'm going to make it so that you have business strategies. I'm going to... Remember, whatever he said to Abraham, he's saying to you. Don't confuse your condition with your promise or with your portion. Because God has said, this is what I want to happen to you. I do not want you to be without wealth. I don't want you to be without talent, without skill, without influence, without ownership. That's what he's saying here. Now, our part of that is we got to live up to it. Now, what we said is that if you head towards the top, you're going to be persecuted. And can you stand to be blessed? So everything he promised Abraham is mine. In full. Say in full. Okay. Because like I told you before, don't think that just as a blessing goes on in time, that somehow this blessing loses its strength. You know what I mean? Like Kool-Aid, you know, the more you put in, more water you put in there, the weaker it gets. Not with the blessing. It is just as strong on you as it was on Adam. You got to learn how to use it. All right, look at Genesis chapter 13 and verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and gold. Let's look at that in the Amplified translation. Now, Abraham was extremely rich in livestock and in silver and gold. Extremely rich. Let's try the Message translation. We're going to play with this thing. But Abraham was very rich... Loaded. That's what I want right there. See,
Now, let me tell you. Wait a minute. You better get used to finding different translations, because you got to find a translation that pops. You know what I mean? Because when it does, you won't forget it. That the man was loaded. You know, y'all know Bill Winston? Loaded. Do you know? Come on. I'm just saying, see? And when it pops like that to me, I can remember it. That's it right there. Praise God. Y'all with me? All right. So, let's look at Genesis chapter 14. All right? Genesis chapter 14. I'll start at verse 14. And that's when... This is when Lot was taken by the enemy. The enemy was Chedorlaomer. He was a king. He was a big bully, and he bullied everybody. So he went down and took Lot, took Sodom, Gomorrah, all the people, all the goods, everything, and he and about four of the nations, or three other nations, whatever it was, they confederated together and got them, and got out of town. They had everything, wiped them out. But Abraham heard about it. His name was Abram at that time. He heard about it. Abram heard that his brother or nephew was taken captive, and he armed his trained servants born in his own house, 318, and pursued them to Dan. Now, I want you to see this. And he divided himself against them, and he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them to Hoboth, which is on the left hand of Damascus. Keep going. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after the return of the slaughter of Chedorlaomer. Now, he didn't just get whipped. He got slaughtered. Now, I want you to see this, because it said it gave you the tactics that he used. Now, this is very important, because if you go to Psalm chapter 144 and verse 1, he said, "Blessed be the Lord, my strength." This is David talking. "Which teacheth my hands to war," keep going, "and my fingers to fight." One of the things that the blessing gives you is business strategies. Say amen to this. Now, what happened with this, you got to understand that he... meaning David, or meaning Abraham, didn't get his teaching from the same source that the enemy got his teaching. You see, here people go to business schools, go to MBA, get one, you know, at University of Chicago or Harvard, or get one from... a school in England or whatever have you, see. But God has a school. Oh, you got to hear me. Look what he says here, and this is found in John chapter 7, verse 14 and 15. And I'd like to read it in the Amplified Translation. Now, I'm not doing all of this for my health. I'm doing all of this because I'm doing your work for you. After I lay this down, you need to go study it out, and you need to go to different translations so you can get something that pops in your spirit. When the feast was already half over, Jesus went up into the temple court and began to teach. And the Jews were astonished. They said, "Now, how is it that this man has learning, is so versed in sacred scripture and in theology when he had never studied?" Let's try the New Living Bible and see what that says. "Then midway through the festival, Jesus went up into the temple and began to teach. And the people were surprised when they heard him. How does he know so much when he hasn't been trained?" Now, this is good. Now, he hasn't been what? Trained. Notice in Genesis chapter 14, and notice what he said in verse 14. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his who? Trained servants. Now notice what David said in Psalm 144 and verse 1, that he teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Coming over to Daniel chapter 1. In Daniel chapter, see, I'm going to light your fire. In Daniel chapter 1, see, all you got to do is believe it. And if you believe it, it will work for you, and you won't have to try to struggle to get anything. It will come on you and overtake you and put you on the top. It is designed for that, folks. Look what he said in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17. As for these four children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, God gave them knowledge and skill in all what? Learning and what else? Wisdom. See, he went to school, but God added something on top of it. Look at verse 20. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times better than all the magicians. Folks, one time can be good enough. But he didn't say one time. He wants there to be a clear difference between you and the rest of the world. Say, I receive that. See, God is so gracious until you can't get it while you're awake. Come on, he'll give you answers while you sleep. You won't miss it. Say, I won't miss it. You are headed to the top. Say, I'm headed to the top. See, you can't miss it because it's prophetic. This is our time, saints of God. We can't miss it. God's not going to let us miss it. He's going to bring resources to you. You will not miss this. You will not miss it. So back in Genesis again. In Genesis chapter 14, so he had servants trained in his own house. So the blessing helped to train him. And you know they didn't use the strategies that were regularly taught in the MBA programs. Come on now. They used strategies above the strategies of the world. So the blessing gives you business strategies. Say, I believe that. All right, so going over, and let's just see how Abraham did. And in Genesis chapter 24 and verse 35, and the Lord had blessed us, my master, has blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. And he hath given him what? Flocks and herds, silver and gold, men servants, maid servants, camels and donkeys. So this is Abraham now. Now you can't. Got to understand it's whatever's on Abraham is coming on you. Because it wasn't Abraham that was doing this. It was the blessing. So now we got Genesis chapter 26 starting at verse 12 because this is Isaac. And let's just look at that if you would in the New Living Translation. It says, when Isaac planted his crops, that year he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted. For the Lord blessed him. Now, I know that's pretty easy for you to believe. But wait till I add the fact that there was no rain. Come on, somebody. I said supernatural financial increase. Now put it down. Supernatural financial increase is coming on you starting now. Boy, I'm decreeing some stuff up here. See, here's the deal. Think about it. Think about it like this, and this will help you. God gave me this revelation. And he wouldn't have given it to me if it weren't for you. Now, hear what I'm saying here. I'm saying if he didn't want me to give it to you, he wouldn't have given it to me. Here's what he said. What I show you in the dark, shout from the housetops. So he wouldn't have given this to me to give to you if the time for you was not right to walk in what I'm giving you, man. God is not wasteful. Everything I'm giving you, you ought to shout. Genesis chapter 32, and let's look at that in verse 10. I want to look at it in the New Living Bible, please. He said, I am not worthy of all the unfailing love and faithfulness you have shown me, to me, your servant. When I left home and crossed the Jordan River, I owned nothing except a walking stick. Now my household fills two large camps. You can't hide this. You can't hide this. You just walk and the blessing gonna overtake you. Say amen to this. Now, not only that, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the break of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Now, what am I saying here? I'm saying that when he left his father, he left with a walking stick and left broke. But now he's about to return, not only very wealthy, but he's no longer a deceiver. But now he's a prince with God. And I'm telling you, you might have come into this thing one way. You might have come into this thing lying, cheating, and signifying. But God's going to straighten you up and make it so you got integrity in your life, because the blessing is going to be working on you from now on. Say amen to that. One more. Look at Genesis chapter 45. You know what happened? Joseph went down to Egypt. His brothers sold him. Next thing you know, Potiphar got him in the house. He got him in the house. And because the blessing was on Joseph, and the blessing now was manifesting in the house of Potiphar, now Potiphar's wife started making eyes at him. And next thing you know, Joseph gets falsely accused, put in prison. But they can't hold you when the blessing is on you. I said they can't hold you when the blessing is on you. See? Because the justice system of God kicks in. Now, look what it says here. Now, his brothers come down and they reunite, and he loves his brothers. And notice he didn't have any hate. Now, they had hate on him at first, but he didn't have any hate for them. And now they came back and reunited. Now, he's about to send them back up to the father. Go get your father and tell him to leave that old furniture that he's got. And come on, you know how people try to drag old furniture into a new house. And I ain't talking about you now. Don't get mad. Don't get no hate. Okay. So anyway, new house, new furniture. Say new house, new furniture. I said new house, new furniture. Now, how do I know that? Because it's in the book. I said, it's your portion. He said over here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 10, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought you into the new house that he sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you goodly cities which you build not, and houses filled with good things. Praise God. and opened the book of Revelation, it said, and God makes all things new. Praise God. Put it together. That's your portion. Right now, you ought to go home. That old stuff, you can't hardly sit on it. You have covered that thing with plastic so many times that under the plastic has worn out. Folks, I'm not telling you what to do, but I do something. I do it. I take a step of faith. All right. Are you with me? All right, last place, Genesis 45. And look here, because he's sending the brothers now on back up to get the father. And verse 25, I want to start at verse 25. Joseph's brothers left Egypt. And when they arrived in Canaan, where his father was, they told their father, said, Joseph was still alive and was the ruler of Egypt. But their father was so surprised that he could not believe them. Then they told him everything Joseph had said. And when he saw the wagons Joseph had sent, he felt much better. I'm talking about when people see something on your life, they're going to feel much better about the story you tell it.
The blessing of Abraham is designed to take you from the bottom to the top in every area of your life. To order your copy of this dynamic teaching, Rising to the Top, Volume 2, on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. Understanding and embracing the blessing is key to allowing its full power to flow in your life. Get this must-have series, Rising to the Top, today. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at BillWinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.